This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, author, speaker, and president of Eagle Forum, a grassroots organization giving voice to conservative and pro-family values. Washington University in St. Louis recently awarded her its highest honor, the honorary degree of Doctor of Humane Letters. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
An Illinois high school teacher was recently disciplined for informing his students that they have a Fifth Amendment right to avoid self-incrimination. The students were asked to take a survey that included obnoxious questions about drug and alcohol use. The survey was not anonymous. Each student's name was printed at the top of his paper. The survey was designed to associate the students' names with their responses so that school officials could determine which students might require therapy or so-called extra help. The teacher who told the students they have Fifth Amendment rights should have been recognized as a hero. Instead, he was punished by the school board. He was assigned a list of probationary actions to complete. Only one school board member opposed the punishment. I think the board's decision was unacceptable. Schools should not punish teachers for informing students about their constitutional rights. The school superintendent had an appalling justification for punishing the teacher. He publicly stated that there was no Fifth Amendment issue at hand, but students were being asked about drug and alcohol use, and for a high school student to admit use of drugs or alcohol is admitting to breaking the law. That's precisely what the Fifth Amendment protects us from doing. School officials should not be punishing those who teach our children about the Bill of Rights. Teachers should understand and respect and teach kids about the U.S. Constitution. The school's attack on the Constitution also encroached on the rights of parents. It is the parents' duty, not the government's, to make sure that children are free from substance abuse. Caring parents should be the ones to help teenagers steer clear of destructive behavior, not government employees. And parents could serve this role if schools would not keep interfering and pretending that the village should raise the child instead of his own parents.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. As a parent, are your core values being threatened by the local school district? Do you feel called to protect your own children and be an advocate for your community? At eagleforum.org, enter the blog with Phyllis Schlafly and you'll be informed and equipped to make a difference. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
It is Tuesday, September 17th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. There you will see the list of all the people that I've ever had on the program since October 2010, and you will also see links to their website. Just visit the website and click on the radio schedule button. Please also visit SpingolaSpeaks.info, a site that one of our wonderful, very talented listeners created. Please don't forget that the American Free Press is currently having a huge book sale. You may access their books at AmericanFreePress.net. Be sure and order some. Today, we are not going to be able to take any comments via email because we don't have any electricity. I think the whole suburb is shut down, and the only thing that's working here at my house is my telephone. So if you want to join others in the chat room, you may do so by going to spingola.chatango.com. Sorry that I will not be available to visit the chat room today. My guest today is Hans Krampe. That's K-R-A-M-P-E. And he's a fabulous, fabulous fella. He is the transcriber or the translator of Werewolves of the Iron Cross, Swastika and Scimitar, Brothers in Arms. And he writes a lot of articles that are published on various websites, including JusticeForGermans.com. Hans, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna.
How are
you
today?
A charmer. You are such a charmer.
You're such a flirt. You are. I just get a real kick out of talking with you and getting emails from you. It's just, anyway, you're a sweetheart. You recently wrote an article. Well, you write a lot of articles, but one of the ones that that I recently read was in response to some Canadian up there writing some things that weren't very pleasant. I mean, they just really don't allow a lot of free speech in Canada. But so far they haven't troubled you too much, correct?
Well, you are free to say whatever you want, but it doesn't amount to anything because it kind of peters out in nowhere. Nobody listens to it, and it has no consequences. But if you get too close to someone of importance or of influence, then you will be harassed, that's for sure.
Indeed.
Like Arthur Topham, for example.
Or Ernst.
Yeah, right. or Ernst Zündel, Kiekstra, and all these people.
Right. And it's unfortunate that Canada has this censorship policy. I mean, it's really awful. They really haven't implemented it in England, And yet Canada has, and it's yet we think of Canada as being an English possession or an English, you know, colony. But
Canada is completely, the Canadian media are completely controlled, if not outright owned, by Jews. Jews will determine what goes on the air, what is being printed in the papers, and who can be tolerated and who cannot. And they have their special agents on the prowl to ferret out anyone who has the potential to become inconvenient.
Right. So you have the same situation there that we do here. And I suppose the ADL is active up there also because it's, or do they have their own B'nai B'rith organization up there to censor people?
Well, you have the foremost organizations that deal with freedom of speech situations or the curtailment thereof are exclusively Jewish organizations like the B'nai B'rith and the ADL and the AJC, and their agents, their permanent agents and employees that go around and set people up to be eliminated from the internet are Richard Warman and what's the other fellow? I forgot his name now. The ones that attacked Arthur Toppin, they go around and put phony, what they call anti-Semitic messages on Facebook or on the internet at large under a pseudonym, and then accuse the people that run the websites of containing anti-Semitic hate propaganda. So it's a blatant criminal setup. And the fact that the Canadian governments and the RCMP are playing along with that kind of behavior tells you a lot, about what politics in Canada are like.
Right. Apparently they're owned. That's a shame. Yes.
You have Southern News was bought by Conrad Black, who is a Jew. You have the National Post, which was a paper completely newly created by Conrad Black. And you have the CBC Radio TV organization that is probably, I can't prove it, I haven't investigated it, but judging by their programming, it's plain as day that they're Jewish-run and Jewish-organized. You got the Globe and Mail, the flagship of Canadian newspapers, routinely publishing completely false and hate-mongering, anti-German hate-mongering articles. And so you have the entire population of Canada being, through the school system, through the educational system at large, set up before they even start to enter public life with hate for Germans. And that I face every day. The other day I was accosted by some, I went into a business to get a little job done, and the person there all of a sudden out of the blue says, "Hey, Adolf Hitler was insane, wasn't he?" I said, "What?" He said, "He was insane, wasn't he?" I said, "No, he wasn't." And then he starts to lecture me on the Second World War history, of which he had obviously hadn't the slightest, foggiest idea what it was all about and how it went. And he did know nothing about National Socialism or Adolf Hitler, and is there arrogantly telling me what I'm supposed to believe. When I contradicted him, he became abusive and practically threw me out of his shop. But he was sitting in a wheelchair, If he hadn't sat in a wheelchair, he wouldn't have had the courage to say that to me, because then I would have smacked him once.
I believe you would have.
Well, really, I mean, that kind of nonsense. You know, I don't go to places that where I would previously meet friends. I don't go there anymore because these friends turned all out to be just as brainwashed as that guy was.
Oh, really? I think that that's true for a lot of people. A lot of people that I've met on the internet have said, well, we just can't talk to our family. Oops, okay, we're going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Hans Krampe. His name is spelled K-R-A-M-P-E. He writes a lot of articles, which Wayne at justiceforgermans.com often publishes, and they are also found elsewhere on the internet. And we were talking about friends and family who just do not seem to get it. They disbelieve the government with so many other issues. And yet they accept without question the official version of World War II. And unfortunately, if one does not look at history, if one does not look at the history of warfare worldwide, If they don't look at that history, they will not be able to understand what is going on now, and they will continue to believe the official version. They'll believe the government's version of what's going on in Syria, or the media's version of what's going on in Syria and everywhere else. And it's just very deceptive. So anyway, it's difficult to deal with friends and family sometimes.
Understand how brainwashing works or mind control. They think, well, if I sit in front of the TV and I watch hockey, how can that possibly be brainwashing? Well, it's brain in the sense while you are sitting watching hockey, you are being deprived of information that are vital to your survival and that you don't get. And then once the hockey game is over, you are watching trivia, you know, talk shows, sitcoms, etc., and you think you are being informed. Well, you aren't. You are misinformed, you are disinformed, you are kept deliberately in ignorance, and then you go voting. And who do you vote for? What the media are telling you. You know, and you have no other source of information other maybe the local newspaper who is just as compromised and corrupt as the television and news media. And so it's the brainwashing is executed in a way that is pleasant to you, that is entertaining, and it's sneaky. It doesn't come across as brainwashing, but the effect in the end is the same. You're ignorant. You're fast asleep at the wheel, so to speak, because you don't know where you're going and where you're coming from. And you make decisions that are totally inappropriate.
Right. Now, tell us a little bit about the media up there, the main CBC, which is state-financed, and you said before that it was totally controlled, and you used to watch it and view it as something that, you know, an avenue where you could get information from, but not recently, right?
Well, you know, I didn't watch so much CBC TV. I listened to the radio while I built my house. So every day the radio was on, and I would listen to Morningside in the morning, and I would listen to As It Happened in the evening. And it was the CBC radio financed by the government, ostensibly at arm's length to have created an alternative to privately owned broadcasters who would then broadcast completely pragmatic news.
Right.
To the public, whereas the CBC was going to present you with real important news. Well, I must admit that the CBC staff and the talking heads, they were very talented, pleasant to listen to people. And at first, the choice of their topics were relevant and interesting regarding politics. But slowly, over a couple of years listening to this, I realized that there was a tendentiousness, especially when I had the opportunity to check things out on the emerging Internet. And then I recognized discrepancies of what they were saying and what actually happened as I could glean from various websites on the Internet. And
thank goodness for the Internet. It has been such a wonderful blessing for those of us who are seeking in the truth. And thank goodness for alternative radio.
Yeah, and here you have again the propaganda at work where, you know, it seems to be a common given that everything on the Internet is bullshit, you know. Well, how do you know that what you get on the Internet is true and what is not true? And how can you, a friend of mine actually said to me, how can you possibly imagine that what I see on TV is untrue? Do you think they really are telling me the lies? He said, yeah. He said, you know, if you were in someone else's house and not mine, they would kick you out. They would beat you up and kick you out.
Well, people really believe everything that they read in every book. They believe what is on TV because it's an official vehicle. And I think the other thing is that people who don't ordinarily lie will just do not conceive of other people being that deceptive. So I think that we're very trusting. We've been brought up to be very trusting, particularly of authority. And so when the doctor says, oh, yes, you should take this flu shot, it's perfectly safe, people fall for it. When, in fact, the things that they tell us just are not true. And it's because of the profit motive in many instances.
Yeah, then imagine, what are you supposed to think of doctors in general if they are pushing vaccination and bald-faced statements, say to you with a straight face that, the effectiveness of vaccination has been proven for 100 years. Well, it hasn't. How are you then, you are not a doctor, how are you then contradict him and say, no, it hasn't been proven?
Right.
And he will just, super seriously raise his eyebrow and work at you. Oh, what an ignorant fool you are, and you walk out of there feeling like a fool,
Right. Well, I think we're all trained to have this herd mentality, and unfortunately many people just don't recognize it, that they are just going along with the crowd, and the crowd is going in the wrong direction.
Humans have been trained to have a herd mentality.
Right.
Today in Germany, the majority of Germans have not just developed a herd mentality, they are downright insane and not distinguish anymore between lies and slander and facts, because they are too lazy to even go and look at what the past happened in the past, really, now that the internet is there. They don't do it because they have grown comfortable of feeling guilty, and like you said, they believe what authorities tell them, and condemn anyone who contradicts or disturbs their comfort zone.
Now, what do you suppose that is? Is that because of the 7-year denazification program, and because the media was taken over by the tribe? And because all of the school teachers and everybody that had any influence or positions of authority were taken out of those positions? Is that what has caused this?
No, the way okay,
we'll pick this up on the other side of the break. We will be back in about 4 minutes.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a 4-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Hans Krampe. That's K-R-A-M-P-E. He writes a lot of articles, many of which appear on justiceforgermans.com. Alrighty, as I mentioned before, I am without electricity. The only thing that's working in my house are the telephones and the atomic clock. Everything else is just shut down. I feel so isolated. Alrighty, we were talking about the current population in Germany, that they are just very ignorant, and I question whether that was because of the denazification program following World War II. And so go ahead and tell us what you feel is the cause of this situation.
You're right. It's the denazification program. Well, when Germany was defeated in 1945, the Americans, or the Allies, had themselves to be the temporary, what you would call, government, you know, authority, the temporary authority over the defeated territory and the people. So from that point on, all media, all educational institutions, all publishing businesses, everything that was of relevance and influence could only operate if it was certified or by the occupying authorities. So you had to get a if you wanted to run a newspaper, you had to get a certificate from the Allies. And the Allies, of course, they sifted with a fine-tooth comb, you know, through the people that were available to or capable of running these kinds of organizations, picking out the ones that were useful to them, either voluntarily or by pressure. And that hasn't changed since then. Right from the outset, they created something that I had never heard about until a couple of years ago, and that was the Chancellor file. The Chancellor, the Kanzlerakte, the Chancellor of Germany is the most powerful decision maker in the country, like Angela Merkel today, like Helmut Kohl was before, or Konrad Adenauer right at the creation of the Federal Republic of Germany, Western Germany. They had, according to that file, they had to set their signature on the bottom, committing themselves to carry out nothing that or everything according to the Allied instructions. They were not serving the German people, they were serving the Allies. And so now you imagine, from that time on, there has been nothing but hate propaganda, falsification of the history, right from grade one in school and before. In the East German system, you had little kids in kindergarten being already instructed with false history. So by the time they come out of school, they know nothing else. They think they know the truth. So do the Germans today.
Now, would this also impose upon them an incredible guilt complex, being told how evil they were, how bad they were? And I think it's important to recognize, too, that this wasn't just about going after Hitler. This was going after the German population itself. And this was a goal, at least from 1848 forward. So this isn't just a Hitler thing. This was, let's destroy the German nation.
Well, actually, as you know, that started already much, much earlier.
Sure.
When Adolf Hitler started to create his own debt-free money, and when it became apparent, when the success and the benefits of that became globally apparent on such an amazing scale, where the entire world was, you know, in a deep depression and couldn't get out of it, including the United States, where 7 million people starved to death, and God only knows how many people died in Canada at the same time. When Germany experienced, you know, an amazing surge of prosperity and independence and freedom under Adolf Hitler that has never been surpassed since then, even today, with the exception of one nation I know of, and that was Libya. And Muammar Gaddafi has to be, you know, he deserves the Nobel Peace Prize for what he did for Libya,
right,
and for Africa as a whole.
Right.
Because he went and had his own debt-free currency created, and they had a standard even higher than Germany's was. But then Gaddafi had the luxury of sitting on huge oil resources, and he could sell oil, which Germany didn't have at the time. Adolf Hitler managed to create all this prosperity and economic well-being of Germany amidst worldwide destitution without having any resources to speak of.
Right, right. And, of course, I think Iraq has done that. It did that also. And so I think it's important to indicate that the war was not because Germany went into Poland on September 1st, 1939. The actual reason that the Allies declared war was to get rid of the economic system, of Hitler's economic system, and it was to destroy that economic system, and it had nothing whatsoever to do with his action in Poland or his action in Czechoslovakia before that, or Austria.
Yeah, and because the German economic system was represented a fatal danger to the to Jewish high finance and to the Jewish tradition of creating money out of thin air and charging interest, so the debt loaded credit, and which created poverty and destitution all over the world. That was the major reason why Germany had to be destroyed, and on top of that, that the German people were very gifted people, very industrious and diligent and inventive. And, you know, Churchill said long before the Second World War, he said, you know, if Germany, he said that after the First World War, if Germany rises again to economic prosperity and starts to produce again, we have fought this war in vain. Within 50 years, he said, then we have fought this war in vain.
Right. And he also said that it was actually the First World War and the Second World War were really just one big war with a pause in between.
Churchill talks about the 30-year war, the second 30-year-old war.
Right.
As the period between the First World War and the Second World War was actually a form of siege, a form of war by other means. They were trying to kill Germany economically, and they had just about accomplished that when Hitler came to power in government and swung the whole thing around and sort of destroyed mainly British and French and American plans to destroy Germany.
Right. And it's important, too, I think, to note here that so many people say, well, the Rothschilds are the ones that funded Hitler. Well, they already had Germany in their pocket. The Weimar Republic, they had the lack of morality during that Weimar period. They had politicians in place. They would not have needed to finance a Hitler because he did just the exact opposite of what they would have wanted. He threw the bankers out. And so, go ahead.
That is a complete fabrication. I mean, why would they finance someone when their plans went ahead already beautifully as they had figured them out? Germany was practically destroyed with huge reparations that would have required Germany, if they had honored this extortionate kind of reparation obligation.
Right.
They would have been paying for generations and never gotten out of it. It was not repayable.
Exactly.
So they had already a system in place to destroy Germany.
Okay, we do have to take a break, and we'll pick this up on the other side. Be right back in about 3 minutes.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com,
We will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Anna, our guest today is Hans Krompa, and he writes a lot of articles, and he's also the translator of the book War Wolves of the Iron Cross, Swastika and Scimitar, Brothers in Arms. And you mentioned the reparations that Germany was scheduled to pay, and this occurred right after World War One. General Charles C. Dawes, a corrupt Illinois politician and banker with J.P. Morgan guidance, set up the Inter-Allied Reparations Commission and devised the Dawes Plan to collect war reparations from Germany. The commission was to report on how much Germany owed by May 1st, 1921, and what they decided, and this is equivalent to today's market, was that Germany owed $393.6 billion. And some of the members on this reparations commission included Herbert Hoover, who is a longtime Rothschild minion, General Tasker H. Bliss, W.S. Benson, Bernard Baruch, Henry M. Robinson, Thomas W. Lamont, Whitney H. Shepherdson, Norman H. Davis, Edward M. House, Gordon Auchincloss, and Vance McCormick. So we see that they already had, the bankers already had had a grasp on Germany, correct?
Well, you just mentioned Herbert Hoover. Well, if I read James Buck's book, Other Losses, In which he praises Herbert Hoover's efforts in helping people to get nourishment, which Eisenhower, while Eisenhower was starving them to death, he tried to get food supplies to the starving people of Europe.
Well, Herbert Hoover is a very interesting gentleman or scoundrel, because in the First World War, Germany wanted to reach peace. They wanted to stop the war because they didn't have enough food to feed their population. And so they sued for peace several times. And Herbert Hoover came up with this, this plan with one of his banker buddies, that they would, get food from the United States, whether by donation or whatever, and then they would sell it to Germany. And in this process, Herbert Hoover and his banker buddy made millions upon millions of dollars, because they, you know, they would get the food for free often, and then charge the Germans an exorbitant price for it.
Starving Germans.
And I think that that's and that is what kept Germany in the war. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been able to participate in the war. And so Hoover came up with this plan. And so he did have this reputation of being, oh, the big humanitarian, you know, humanitarian Hoover is going to feed the world. But when you read what he actually did here in this country, as far as telling people, oh, you've got to, you know, no meat, no wheat, no this, no that, and he's just a big phony. And so whatever Mr. Bach wrote about him in other losses, is true to in part,
well,
because I don't believe he changed his stripe.
When I read his book the second time, because the first time I read the book when I was still in the process of learning the truth about the Second World War and about Adolf Hitler and, you know, what happened in the Weimar Republic, I wasn't quite informed well enough.
Sure.
To really notice what he was writing there. But when I read it the second time, I noticed how Bach leaves no opportunity unused to malign Adolf Hitler and the Nazis.
Oh, absolutely.
And when I then realized how well he researched what happened after the war, did it never occur to him to check out why Eisenhower was doing these things, what actually happened before the war, and why the war was fought, and what the Weimar Republic was all about, and what happened there. For example, how the period of inflation came about. And the same occurred when I read Alfred Desire's book about the war crimes, the German war crimes.
Nemesis at Potsdam?
No, he wrote a book about the German war crimes bureau and the judges that traveled around and investigated war crimes.
Right, yeah.
To record Allied war crimes.
Right.
Desire does the same thing. He maligns the Germans and Hitler like there is no tomorrow, and to me it means he really doesn't know anything about the period between the Second World War and the Third War. He doesn't know what happened there.
Right, and one must know and study World War One in order to figure this out. And, of course, the Germans were targeted long before World War One by England, by the people who run England.
Well, you know, the English had already announced they wanted to destroy Germany and the German people at the end of the 1800s.
Sure.
They had been working towards this systematically. You know, they wanted the First World War. In fact, they set it up, like, for example, the assassination of Prince Ferdinand was
exactly.
Probably a Jewish-organized underground assassination where they paid this, what was his name?
The guy that killed Archduke, what was his name? Princip? Princip?
His name, last name was Princip, but I forgot his first name.
Yeah, I'll have to look it up here.
And he was probably set up and organized and paid for by LICRA, or LICA.
Yeah.
Which was a Jewish organization headquartered in Paris.
Right.
And obviously that was set up to ignite a powder keg, which was the Balkans, which had ambitions to expand their territory, and to they had a hostile relationship towards the Austro-Hungarian monarchy, and it was a setup where Germany would be drawn into the First World War because Germany was allied with the Austro-Hungarian monarchy in a friendship pact. So when Austria declared war on Sarajevo, it wasn't Yugoslavia then, it was
the Austro-Hungarian, it was Gavrilo Princip and
Gavrilo, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, the area where Sarajevo is situated was
part of the Austro-Hungarian throne.
Oh no, it wasn't. It was the Balkan state. I forgot its name now.
Okay,
I should know because I have been there. I just can't remember.
But wasn't that part of the Austro-Hungarian area before they broke it all up?
No. No, the Austrian-Hungarian Empire extended further north and further east. You know,
it
included Hungary and it included Slovakia and etc.
Right, but wasn't Franz Ferdinand the heir apparent to that to the Austro-Hungarian throne?
Yes,
and
he was.
Yeah, that's why they did him in.
Anyway. Simply to the fact that Germany was allied with Austria compelled them into the First World War, and you know they didn't need the First World War at all, and so it was the result of Britain and France forming the.
Alrighty, we are going to our top of the hour break. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned and we'll pick this up on the other side of the break.
John's